And we're back with you from CMC Rocks. It's, well, the rain's held off somehow, Brooke.
Luckily, yeah, it has. No,
touching wood. Yes, Cam is touching wood right now.
Especially in that outfit.
You are wearing all white at the muddiest place on earth.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm tempting fate.
You are.
This is my middle name's Marvel, and everyone keeps pointing out how I'm now Captain Marvel needs to be my new thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
I'm a superhero.
You are indeed.
No mud for me.
Yeah. Hey, look, we love your music down under.
Thank you.
You've got so many terrific songs, and it feels like you've just burst onto the scene over the last couple of years. Tell us about the journey to get here.
I feel like I was a late bloomer. I always did music, but I thought I should go into psychology research.
Oh,
it seemed like a real job, I guess. Okay. I don't know. And then
I feel that.
Yeah, I hit a wall kind of with that, just thinking it wasn't really what I wanted to do. You know, when you hit those bumps in your job, and then if you don't love it enough, you're not going to stick with it.
Sure.
So I kind of hit that and then asked my professor, who was the head of my lab at that time. I said, what do you think I should do? I like music, but it seems kind of crazy. And she was like, picture yourself 80 years old and looking back on your life, what would you regret? Having done music or having done psychology? And it just hit home. I was like, yeah. I mean, I'd kick myself if I didn't give it a try. And, you know. Thank goodness it worked out.
Well, it's a tough industry. We know this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and especially for emerging female artists, it can be really, really tough. So
yes.
have you had to knock down doors? Have you had to break those stigmas and barriers? And you know, or have you found
I'd
it
say,
pretty good?
Being naively optimistic helps. I think if you knew the full statistics, it'd be a mistake to do it. I'm a part of these diversity inclusion committees with the Grammys, and I just have, in the last year, my little noggin's been filled with statistics of, so for example, we're 23% of artists, women are, 12% of songwriters, 2% of producers, 3% of engineers, 1% of, no, that's it, 3% of engineers. It's like you just start realizing that it's not just happenstance,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not just like, oh, like, It's a bad year.
Yeah, those numbers are actually scary.
It's really scary. And the more you look into it, you realize that there's a lot of reasons that women can't move up. And it's frustrating when you start realizing it. And it's frustrating when you start, I think for us too, I don't know where it's at with you guys for the Me Too movement, but mm-hmm. I think as women started over the last, I guess, year and a half now, starting talking a lot more open about what's been happening to them in terms of safety, in terms of pay, it's definitely, it lets you know that your story's not unique, which is sad and a comforting thing to realize at the same time. So I think people are starting to be like, okay, now we're starting to understand how bad it is. What are the solutions? How can we fix this?
I, for one, am really grateful that you didn't take up psychology.
Thank you.
I think you would have been great at it.
Me too.
But I remember the first time that I heard one of your songs, I'm pretty sure it would have been Burning House.
Yeah.
And that song for me is just so, so beautiful.
Thank you. Everything that
you've put out ever since.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan. And I just think that it's pretty obvious. I kind of knew before I already met you that you were going to be really lovely. I watched your videos and stuff. You just seem like the sweetest person.
I just cuss sometimes. That's probably it.
That's
I'm trying
good.
Really
that's
hard enough.
We all do.
We can be
okay, thanks.
I'm keen to know when you've got some new music coming out. So
yeah,
Your last release, was that Diane?
The last release was Diane, and then maybe Road to Happiness.
Oh, I love that song, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, that was my, like...
That's a beautiful
song. It was my
song.
Cat Stevens moment where I'm, like, releasing something to say something in a way, because I had this whole label split that was a difficult situation for me. So I put that out just wanting to say something, but the album is actually done, and it's, like...
I'm so excited
for you to hear it. I know, and it's just now at this point we're just sorting out exactly when we're putting it out with the label, but it's really good.
I honestly don't doubt it.
I wish I could play it for you right now.
I've got to tell you, my favorite song of yours is Half Broke Heart.
And you know what? Because for
some reason, it feels like a happy song.
Yeah.
But it's also got that sad part of it.
It's so country to do it that way.
Half smoked cigarettes, still smoked.
Yeah.
You know, great lyric. How did that song come about? And did you want to put that sort of optimistic spin on a sad song, I suppose?
You know, I think it comes... Now that you're sitting next to me, you probably see this. Like, I don't think I put things out in a directly somber, depressing way. I think that's just who I am. There's always like...
That's the psychology.
There's a whole thing with my parents. But anyway...
Well, you don't need to go there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But I do think that... that song, I went in with a guy named Luke Laird, who's written a bunch of hits, and me and Tyler Johnson, and we sat there, and he's the one who said, I got this lyric, and it's so country, they're so humble. I don't know if it's any good. Yeah, half-smoked cigarettes still smoke, and a half-broke heart still broke. And we were like, oh! I mean, just like, I was like, I know exactly what that is. That, for me, is a guy that I was friends with for a while, and we seemed like we were friends. And then one night we were more than friends.
Right.
And then he did not call or text me for a month.
What an idiot.
Like, as a friend or anything, you could have said something. And it wasn't like I wanted to be with him. Like, he was not my, like, Prince Charming or anything. But, like, my Disney upbringing didn't explain. There's a villain and there's Prince Charming, but who's the people in between? How do you deal with those people? And it was like my heart wasn't all the way broken. It was just half. So I was like, I know this song. I know how to do this, so.
Well, you mentioned, Brooke, a song called Burning House, and Man. That has got some feels in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. My mom, actually, she doesn't listen to much country music, and I was like, oh, I get to interview Cam. She's like, I don't think I know who that is. I'm like, you know that song Burning House I used to listen to literally nonstop? She's like, oh, I know who she is, like, straight up.
You know, I have to say, I think that's one of the most amazing things about when a song, it transcends genres. There's, like, I've had metal, like, you know the band Paul Bear?
The witch song?
There's a band called Paul Bear that's like a metal band.
Paul Bear.
And
they're, yeah, I
believe it's their either lead singer or bass player that like told one of my guitarists, he's like, oh my God, I love Burning House.
I thought you were going to say they did a cover. And I was like,
no, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. That.
But it means a lot when a song can live more than just people that know you.
Yeah.
They connect with that song for being that song. And that's like a... That's a huge thing. It feels like a wonderful responsibility to be able to sing that song for people.
What time are you on? Is it 6:30?
6:30? 6:30.
Are you singing any new stuff tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh!
I know!
All right. There we go. Sneak peek.
Well, I was already going, but I'm definitely going.
Yeah. Now if it rains, you'll really go.
Yeah. I will, yeah.
Well, look, so far the rain has held off, so fingers crossed, because, we don't want to mess up the white.
Were you here yesterday when it hit down?
No.
Oh,
and I heard,
did you hear about it?
I heard that, I think it was Brandy on stage? I think she said she saw, like, lightning.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then
it was really
bad. It's so sad because they had to cancel
a couple sets,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of them, I know Daniel Bradbury and Lindsay L got cancelled yesterday, but they're on again tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Now, you've done this before. This isn't your first rodeo. You've been here at CMC Rocks.
Right.
What do you love about coming, not just down to Australia, but to a festival like this in the middle of the bush? What are we doing here?
These people are wild and also remind me of family parties sometimes. Definitely a muddy gang. Like, last time I remember being here and people were like, not mosh pitting, but like just getting so rowdy in the mud.
Oh, yeah.
And they're having the best time.
That was yesterday.
And
that was
that's
for
just
sure.
Like, yeah, I love that. Like, that's what I love about country music is like, we can be funny. We don't take ourselves seriously. You work hard and you finally get a chance to blow off steam and you don't care what you look like, if you're covered in mud or whatever, you're just having a good time. And that's that real level of where people are at is refreshing and wonderful to be around.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for spending some time talking with Brooke and I. We certainly appreciate it, and can't wait for your show tonight. I'm really excited about hearing the new tunes. It's pretty exciting. You're fan. Brooke's a fangirl. Brooke's also a singer. She's a very talented singer. But could you impart, lastly, before we let you go, perhaps some aspiring young artists out there that might look up to you? What sort of advice could you offer? Don't do psychology.
It's gonna be tough. I think you have to love it enough that you're gonna put up with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to know yourself well enough that you say you're gonna do it. And find people to surround yourself with that believe in you and want you to grow how you should be growing. Don't find people that are gonna tell you what you're supposed to be.
Yep.
That's a huge deal.
That's a good one there.
Yeah.
Don't sign anything right away. People don't want you to sign something first out of the gate.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer. Have a lawyer. I don't know how intense it is in Australia. In America, a lawyer is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's Cam live with us from CMC. Have a great time. Can't wait
for
the show.
Thank you.